Moon boots, fanny packs, and Ray-Bans. It's a mini-cast, next on Tom and Hank Talk About the 80s.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, Hank. How's it going?
I'm good.
Great.
How are you doing?
Well, I would say I've had an interesting week.
Yeah, I would say you did too.
It has been.
And it's Tuesday.
And it's been fucking cold as hell.
Oh my God.
So I don't know if anyone knows this, but we're having New York weather here in Alameda right now.
In Northern California, it is 36 degrees and it's Armageddon.
And it's like, you know, 32 in Anchorage. So
it's still not cold. And you do know that, right? I mean, it's cold. It is cold. I have literally been going to bed.
I don't like being shamed in public. I meant Celsius.
My weekend was a long weekend for me. And I started watching on Hulu the original Ellen DeGeneres sitcom.
Uh-huh.
From the 90s. And it's very interesting how I'm on the second season now and how man crazy they made her. And she was always dating. Every episode was a new date and they were always head over heels with Ellen. And she was just always like so uncomfortable.
I didn't realize that.
And be like, "Ooh, he's hot," and like follow him, like, and just be so in a suit, you know?
So it's I did not know that about that show. I guess I've never seen it.
Well, the first season was it was an ensemble comedy. It was the year before, I want to say. No, the year after or of Friends.
Uh-huh.
And it was
I've heard of Friends.
And it was called, her show was like All of Us or something. So for the first season, it was a title of a show.
Okay.
And it had these three players and they were all equal, but she quickly became the star. And then the next season it came back and it was called Ellen, and the two other females that were on were gone and never spoken of again.
They were buried.
And then of course in the last season, you know, in the second to the last season, she came out, and then the last season was this famous, you know, disaster.
Like our disaster episode. Famous disaster.
And I was very thrown off right now that I looked at my, whatever this is, my Fitbit, and it said there was a text from Tom Gaggios, and I was like, no, he's sitting across from me.
The call came from in the building.
I was like, how did that? I didn't see it. But I bet you did that a few minutes ago.
Whoa. This is your home. You're dead.
The other thing that my weekend has consisted of was trying to contain my 48-year-old eyebrows. Like, I can.
It's weird to think about, like, when you think about your eyebrows are that old. But technically they're not, because you grow new ones.
You
constantly
grow new ones, but they are freaking crazy, like all over the place. And it's like, I get home one day and I'd be like, not one person thought to tell me, you look like an insane person. You need to trim. And it's like, it happens so fast. Oh boy. The ear thing I've always been scared of too. Now hasn't happened to me, but I'm not like Italian or Greek.
You just remove your ears.
Is that how it does?
Like
a
really,
Mr. Potato.
Some people have to do electrolysis. Some people just remove the whole freaking ear. No, I'm not kidding.
No. What? So this is a mini cast, and we.
Oh, good. We've taken up half the time already.
Well, it might be a long mini. Maxi.
What was this mini? What was this mini cast about again?
What is this one about that we're going to do?
Yeah, the one we're doing right now.
Accessories.
Okay, good.
But we did last week, we taped or we recorded a mini cast that we talked about on our main, on episode 12.
Yes.
We taped a mini cast that we'll do again.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do it again, but we just need a couple weeks distance from it so we can do it again. But gosh, we just thought we sounded great. We were on our new mics and boy, it didn't work. But
Well,
but this is working. So,
well, but so like, I just didn't want to put that out. Like we, with the new mics, it's like, let's just do it again.
No,
it's fine.
I've been listening to the old episodes now that, you know, we put out this one that has relatively good sound. I'm sure we can improve, but it's shocking. And I'm really thankful that any of you even bothered.
Seriously?
Because I would have been like, fuck this. Bye. I mean, they're real nice guys.
Even Josette today was said, well, you know, the recordings were a little scratchy. I was like, okay, thanks.
It's just so much better now. But so today we're here to talk about accessories.
One thing really quick, I did want to just, to shout out my buddy Lear out there, who has been a follower of my music podcast for many, many years now, a devout follower of it. And he was instrumental in helping kind of motivate us to get new microphones and at least for me. And I really took his constructive criticism to heart. And so thank you, Lear. Appreciate that.
Yeah. And he was, excuse me, he was very nice about it on social media. Like, hey, maybe you guys should look into getting some new mics, you know, like real
dipshits.
Real nice about it. So I've never met you, but I'm sure you're a prince
He's great.
Guy.
He's awesome.
You seem it. So we do thank you for that. So let's get on with our accessories. You know, this is a little bit of a continuation of the fashion episode.
Yes.
You know, fashion volume one that we
did. We might call it an accessory to the fashion episode.
Like it was right there. Someone had to grab
Good
it.
Good night, everyone.
Welcome to Hank Talks About the 80s. but we've just been the past few weeks, swatches have come up a lot for us.
Just
and we keep
things,
going. We should do a swatch episode.
Yeah.
And so let's start with swatches. Swatches were a huge thing for me because it was such kind of a status symbol. So they were watches by Swiss.
Yes.
And they were watches and they were rubber. They were rubber and plastic, but they came in these really cool colors. I am posting a picture. I'll post a picture today on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook of my senior picture.
Yes, please.
With me wearing my swatch.
Because I noticed that when you sent me that picture the other day, and I was like, are you wearing a swatch? I was like, we have to do the swatch episode now.
Yes.
But I think my dad was into swatches.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, and he still is.
Still
I would
really
be willing to bet he has a swatch now.
Really?
I would be willing to bet he's probably wearing one right this second.
You know, they've kept going, and there used to be full swatch stores in malls, the Capitol Mall.
Yeah, and then there was that one brand that was like not swatch. It was like, you know, Mach or something, and it was like a metal case.
Oh, yeah.
And it had the two little pieces of wire going across the top to like protect it, but you couldn't swap anything. You couldn't swatch anything out like you could.
Well, and that's the thing about swatch is that so it came with, I think it came with the band that was on it and then another replacement band of a different color.
And could you replace like the, was it the band that you replaced or you could replace the top as well?
You could replace the band and then you could also replace, they had these little rubber, like bands.
Guard things.
Yeah. And so it would be, I had a yellow one and I had a red one and a blue one or something and they all went, so I could put them on and we'll post a picture so you can see what we're talking about. But then you could also change out the band. So you could have, you know, yellow or black or red. And then also you could have a red and a yellow band. And how cool is that? And it was easy to do. And I got mine for my 17th birthday.
I don't know if I ever had a swatch.
Really?
But I was into like, you know, army stuff. And so, you know, for me, my watch was the, you know, the Timex Vietnam era, you know, the Vietnam military watch, you know, that was like, that's still in production to this day. It's a basic black, you know, battery operated now, but at the time it was a wind watch. But so I don't remember actually having a swatch. I do remember calculator watches though.
Oh, yeah. Those were
and,
huge.
You know, like how cool that was that you could like add on your wrist.
But
like, wow.
Did you have to have a little pin to push them?
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. But it would probably have been a smart idea.
Smartwatch.
Somebody should come up with that. Make a lot of money.
I think that guy Glenn Apple came up with it.
I had just like a basic, like a Casio, you know, digital watch as well. That like when you pressed a button, it illuminated blue at night.
Yeah.
And it had a name. It was called like Blue Light or something.
Fairy Light. Fairy Light by Swatch.
By Blue.
But so, yeah, and I remember the Swatches went deep into the 90s, but I loved mine with deep commitment.
I can tell.
I loved it so much, and I wore it in my senior pictures, but I wore it all the time. And it went way into the 90s. I remember going into Swatch stores all over, and I'm sure you still can.
You probably can.
I'm sure you still can. They're much. We did watch a couple of commercials for the Swatches in the 80s, and they were trippy.
They're really, they're very 80s, with like the skiers and the...
There's like a surfer, it's like windsurfing.
Yeah.
And there's a dog on a windsurf thing, and he just goes past. He's not doing anything, he's like, just standing on it, like, what's up?
What? It was so bizarre. It makes no sense at all. But yeah, so Swatches were a big thing, but you know, there was other stuff that I remember, like my sister was really into, for example, the jelly shoes.
Oh yeah.
That were like, you know, you got at like Cost Plus and at like all the cool import stores. And
they're just called jellies.
They were called jellies, and they were in all different colors. I mean, they make them now, right? They do.
Yeah. I'm sure they do. They didn't have, it was just a cultural impact at the time. I don't know if they are now, but it was, everyone had them. It was a, yeah. It was like a status thing. It was a thing that you wanted to have when you were a girl.
And, you know, as I'm thinking about it now, I'm going to go ahead and say bandanas were an 80s accessory, at least for me.
I know they were for you. They were for me as well in a different way.
But like, think of like Rambo wearing his, and that kind of set the whole thing off. Like,
no. I told you already that I wore a red bandana around my leg when I went to the homecoming dance. And I had gray stonewashed jeans with like a 2-inch swath going down each side of gray corduroy. And I had a gray denim shirt. And then I had a red bandana wrapped around my leg and a red bandana around my neck. But like, you know, like a cowley thing, not like a bow.
Yes.
Like it was tied in the back.
Right.
I mean, it was, I will pay someone for a photo. I don't think there was.
But, I'll take one of you.
But, oh my God, I wish I had that. I would wear it right now.
You should.
Oh my
God. You know what? We should do it. When we do a live, we should wear our 80s outfits.
All right.
Oh, we're basically what I'm wearing now, which is a suit. But.
I'm going to hold you to it. Did you just text me again?
No.
Really? It just came on again.
No, but I did send you a photograph, and I think it just got there.
Oh, got it.
I sent you two photographs, actually. Oh, got it.
So it's freaking me out. Like, I keep watching if the door
one
is
one of
there.
The ghost, and the other one
oh,
is
oh, my gosh. So with the jelly shoes, then, the thing we talked a little bit about in the fashion episode was the rubber bracelets, like the jelly bracelets.
Yes.
Made famous by Madonna. And pretty much everybody, like, it was a thing.
It was a big thing for, like, skaters and, like, new wave people.
Yep.
I had a ton of them, black. And I got, you know, you could, like, weave them. There's a whole art to the weaving of these jelly bracelets. And I know they were big in, like, the Cholo and Chola communities, mm-hmm. like the jelly bracelets. It was just, like, and how they wove them and stuff. And, like, wow, it was so cool. At least where I grew up, you know.
And well, it was just, you know, a thing, especially with Madonna doing it
yes.
and bringing it into the mainstream yes. and having, you know, 20 of them on. That was just the thing. And I think they were pretty cheap.
I mean, I'm sure they were. You could buy them by the pack.
Yeah.
Like on a bubble pack or a plastic package full of them.
So interesting. It was really like just such a simple, like little black.
And now they're just floating
bracelet.
Around in the Pacific Ocean yeah, somewhere, gumming up
the around planet. A poor bird's neck. Thanks, Madonna.
Oh, boy. If she only knew.
Another thing that came into, really came into the to its own in the 80s was a fanny pack.
Fanny packs were big. Ugh. They were big.
They were big.
And like, I had them and I would never have one now. Like, I would never have one now. Like that.
Well, there's just like, other things to have.
Like, also, they're like a cool thing to do now, and I'm like, yeah, no, they're not.
No, it's a hipster thing to do now. And let me tell you right now, if you're a hipster listening to this, I don't care. You're not cool. You're not. I make fun of you. And
you might be cool unless you're wearing a fanny pack, and then forget it.
Like you're wearing like denim jorts and a fanny pack, and then like glasses that don't have a prescription. I have no time for you. I don't have any time for you.
Harsh words. From our friend Hank.
You know, I did get a little feedback for our episode last week when we had Tech Talk with Nate and Chuck. People really love Nate and Chuck a lot. So fanny packs, you know, there's so many things that were big at the time.
We called them butt bags. We didn't bother with the fanny pack bullshit. We're like, no, they're butt bags. And like, we thought it was so funny.
My thing was, you know, I didn't know what I wanted to be. I didn't know what, you know, I wanted to be a little bit of preppy. I wanted to be a little bit of punk. I wanted to be a little bit of new wave. I wanted to be all of those things. And the thing that grounded me the most was my choice of eyewear.
Oh.
And so I would wear, and I don't really know, were they called Wayfarers?
Mm-hmm.
The ones that, but I don't think so. So they had the leather thing that tied to the glasses and covered even the sides of your eyes.
Those, I don't know what those were called. Wayfarers, though, were the Ray-Ban style.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The black, you know.
And that was...
The 50s style.
Yep. That was huge, huge, huge. You wanted to have Ray-Bans.
Oh, my God. I could never afford them.
But at the fair, I bought a pair of those with the leather sides. I really thought
I remember, did they have mirrored... Cool. They probably had little mirrored lenses on them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I think all that stuff became popular from the Terminator. Because he had those wraparound,
yes,
those silvery wraparound glasses.
I remember, my sister had a boyfriend who I've talked about before on this podcast. We had all the Playboys. He was at my grandparents' house, and they lived on a lake in Minnesota, and it was the middle of winter, and it was 1980, and I had on a flash dance sweatshirt. With the collar cut off, right? Yeah, so it was kind of boat necked, and I had a flash dance sweatshirt, and then I had blue plastic wraparound glasses. So they were blue plastic all the way around, and I was wearing them at nighttime in front of my family in Lake Melissa, Minnesota. And that boyfriend of my sister's said, "Oh, hey, you're looking really punk." And I was like, thanks. And then I walked out of the room and they all made fun of me.
Oh.
He was like, oh, I thought he'd like that. I was like, oh.
Oh, God. Well, you know, I mean, you were cool. And here's the thing is, you know, it was kids like you that really inspired Corey Hart to sing Sunglasses at Night. And that's the kind of thing you have to remember.
So I'm responsible for Corey Hart.
You really are. You really are. Which we will speak of.
Blight on my record.
We will speak of in our Paul Young 80s episode. Which is going to be a masterpiece.
That is true. I'm so looking forward to the Paul Young 80s. I don't really know who falls in it. We haven't discussed it yet.
We know without discussing it who the Paul Young 80s are. It's the non-new wave bands we love.
But is that like Lisa Lisa and Cult Jam?
No. No, see, so because that's more like R&B, and that's more like...
So the Jets and stuff like that. No. Lionel Richie is not Paul Young. I'm saying they're in that one. So Paul Young is...
I'm thinking like, so Paul Young 80s, like, for example, The Outfield, right? That song I love so much.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, where it's like, it's kind of cheesy.
Yeah.
Like, Paul Young is really cheesy.
So ABC...
No, because ABC is new wave.
Crowded House?
Crowded House, I think, could fit into that. Okay. Although I say they ride a thin line.
Okay, well, we should talk about this off camera.
Yes.
Also, the amount of older people that I'm friendly with who ask where they can watch this is astounding. So where can I watch this again?
Saturdays. NBC after the Olympics. I was going to say right after the Olympics. Do you hear a bagpipe? There's a bagpipe playing somewhere. I can hear it.
Everybody, let's just take a real quick minute and listen. No, I think it was a microwave.
No. There's a bagpipe playing.
Are you really?
I know. When I hear a bagpipe, I know it's a bagpipe. It's not a microwave.
Okay, well, if you hear the bagpipe again, stop me. But right now, I'm going to say another thing that started, and now the hipsters have brought back, and not even hipsters, but I'm seeing high school students in them, are the members-only jackets.
Uh-huh.
Those are real big. And we also, on one of our favorite shows, you and I, Will and Grace, our beloved Rosario always wears a members-only jacket.
She has the best outfits of anyone in the entire show, by the way, with her glasses and her bun.
She's always knitting. So,
listen here, lady.
So another thing that we haven't really talked about too much, but like the advent of the fashion, which we covered, but there's such an interesting part of the fashion. It's so hard to even explain. Like, the shirts were a cotton that just would not be wrinkled. You know, remember, like, and they had the weirdest colors and the weird, like, a pale color with these very loud designs all over them and squiggles and triangles. And so to match that were the earrings that some of the girls wore when I went to high school. And they were just humongous in these geometric shapes and these very kind of like retro-y colors, but brought into like the 80s weird.
It was a lot of it was a throwback to like Art Deco. It was almost like an 80s version of modern Art Deco. It was weird. It's just like,
or like, you know, what you kind of see as 50s shapes, like the 50s astro, like space age time that they went through.
But definitely
they just brought
own
into the video age, into the electronic age. And it was just very interesting that I just remember these earrings being just humongous works. They're just real big. Oh, yeah. Big.
And lots of pastels, but also a lot of primary colors and things
mixed
like
with
that.
It.
And yeah. So weird.
And then, I remember there was a girl that I was really cool. Her name was Jody, and I really liked her. And she would wear, you know, the BK. Was it called BK Knights?
I don't know.
Those shoes. They were a very specific shoe. Yeah. It was like the ripoff of the Reebok.
Yeah, right.
You know, the Reebok sneaker at that time was really a big deal. And so I think it was called BK Knights. I'll check. But she would wear that, and then she would wear a pegged jean, you know, rolled up and pegged, and then one of those, you know, shirts with the pattern all over it, and then that would be belted with like one of those big elastic belts, you know, the thick ones.
Oh, yeah.
And then she would wear the big earrings.
There's that bagpipe again.
Is it really?
Yeah, it must be somebody outside.
Wait, I heard it.
Yeah, see? Okay.
Oh, we might have to go find that later. And then on the shoes would be patterned shoelaces.
Oh, I had checkers.
Of
course
you
checkers.
Did. Yep, I did. I didn't have those. I had alligators on them.
Oh.
That I think I got like at a school carnival.
Yeah.
And I remember there were like nail polishes and rainbows and.
You know, it brings to mind kangaroos.
Like they were on them, or you just want to talk about kangaroos? Because we can.
The
we
brand
can do
of shoes
want,
with the zipper in the pocket on the side.
Oh, kangaroos.
How cool were those?
I remember them.
Oh my God, they were so cool.
I thought, oh my God, he's lost his mind. We're just going
to,
okay.
I did want to see your reaction when I presented it as such.
And you got one, a boing.
Well, not the reaction I expected.
My tongue rolls up. Something that kind of goes with the swatch, too, was something that I don't know if it was before. I don't know when it was, but slap bracelets.
Yeah, right.
I think maybe I was in high school and maybe they were for the younger set. I don't really
remember
being around them.
You could get them out of gumball machines, I do recall. And they were like old pieces of They were.
I literally almost died in front of you. Well, and I knew that I was going to die. And I was like, he can't even see I'm about to fucking die.
I could have seen you. I would have been able to see you die.
Okay, I'm back.
Welcome back from the dead. I'm glad that it all worked out. Now I don't know what I was saying. Fudge. I know you almost died, but I forgot what I was saying. It doesn't matter.
Fudge, we'll go back to it.
Okay.
Fudge is my new thing.
I think you need to stop putting those drops in your water. Here, I'll just drink some more.
Went down the wrong pipe.
Okay. Okay.
Ooh, something I really want to talk to you about. Pantyhose.
Have you discussed pantyhose today?
I just remember that if my sisters like had a run in their pantyhose or they didn't have them or they needed them, like we would be late for huge events because you did, as a young lady or as a woman, you didn't leave the house without pantyhose. Every single woman wore pantyhose.
I remember my mom always shopping for pantyhose.
Yep, and it was cool. I know hardly anyone does anymore. Now it's tights, you know, different, like.
Well, in the
tights.
Vintage scene,
yes,
all the girls wear the pantyhose.
Yes, but they're also vintage.
But they're all stockings.
Are made to be, yeah, stockings, I suppose. But there was a brand, there was a bunch of brands, but Legs, LEGGS, yes. And they came in an egg.
Like an Easter egg.
Yeah.
And I got to keep the egg afterwards. Like, I don't know if I ever really did anything with it. It wasn't really much of a fun toy, but you could.
Well, and then as time went on, they had like a round base. And then on top of it was a dome, you know, the top of an egg dome. But yeah, it was called Legs. And one of their spokespeople, oh gosh, she was a ballroom dancer. Oh, it's going to bother me. Gosh, anyway. That's going to bother me. But women just didn't leave the house. It was just a thing. You always had pantyhose on. And that went away. Are you hearing something in?
No. No, it's actually... Oh, I know what it is.
It's a fiddle.
They're learning fiddle next door. That's what it is. It's not a bagpipe at all.
Okay, well, let me
show. So apparently I don't know a bagpipe when I hear one. However, I do know when I hear mysterious music coming from the ghost world.
I might. You know what? I'm probably going to leave that in because it was interesting at the end. So every time... You hear a fiddle, it's a ghost. Just tell that to your children. I think that's the way to go about it.
Every time you hear a fiddle, a ghost is mad at you.
I was lucky to change the subject. I was lucky to grow up with a mother who, I always got gifts for Valentine's. And now I work with a woman named Jen, and her kids got, you know, gifts on Valentine's Day. You know, nothing huge, but little things. And so I remember coming home, and there was like a Snoopy toothbrush and a pack of underoos.
I love underoos.
Underoos were, that's one thing we didn't look. I don't know if they're still sold. I know Garanimals are still sold.
That was shocking.
Yeah.
That was shocking.
One shocking.
I remember they sold them at Kmart.
I remember for that Valentine's, it was Shazam. I got Shazam underoos, and I thought it was the coolest thing in the world.
They really were cool.
And they were cool. So, I mean, it was, we should explain what it is. So it was a t-shirt and underwear for little boys and same for little girls. So it was, but they, you know, they had different ones, but so obviously we were little boys. And so it was that one. You know what? Actually, it wasn't Shazam. It was the Flash.
Oh, the Flash. Okay.
So mine was red underwear with a yellow waistband and then a red t-shirt with the Flash emblem. So it was like a white circle with the lightning bolt.
It was like silk screened on. It was like a real, like an ironed on.
It was like a t-shirt.
It's like a legit t-shirt. Yeah. You pay like $60 for now somewhere.
But exactly. But so yeah, it was one of those things that I always, always, always wanted to wear it to school.
Which I did once. Once. Ever.
Because
kids know that underoos are to be worn on the underneath of your clothes.
And they all knew what the underoos were.
And yeah. And there's like six showed up and I was like, hey, look at my Spider-Man shirt. And everybody's like, fuck, dude, you're wearing your underoos? I was like, no.
Poor little Tommy.
Poor little me.
Poor little Tommy. So I think we should wrap up, eh?
I reckon so.
It's been about a half hour, I think.
It's been a half an hour too much. Half an hour too long.
Now, we've actually taken 95 minutes to record this half hour. No, that's not true. We've taken 33:49, but I bet it will come in at an even 30 with all the bullshit that happened.
All the editing.
So thanks for listening to the mini-cast. We know this is only our second one, but what do you want from us?
Exactly. I mean, just be happy with what you get.
Yes, but we're happy, so rate and review us on iTunes.
And follow us on Instagram and
Twitter and Facebook, and we will post some videos and some pictures and things like we always do. And thanks everyone so much, really.
Thanks for listening. Stay rad.
Stay awesome.
Bye.